Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay with us. We have more of our interview coming up here in just a few moments with Erica Miner. We're going to continue talking about sound and the Mozart effect and all those wonderful things that kind of go along with, I think she makes mention of the fact that if a tree falls in the forest and nobody is there to hear it, would there still be sound? And if a comet went flying past your window and you weren't there to hear it, would it still make a whooshing sound? That would be the question to our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm very good, Richard. Thanks for having me on the show.
We're going to talk about Virgo, and Virgo again is the sign of?
It is the sign of service.
Service.
Virgo is very much about service to God, service to fellow man, making the world a better place, making the people in the world happier and more comfortable. It's very much about forward motion.
You know, I think about that in terms of what's going on both this week and next week with our political system. And
yeah.
I'm not watching them because I'm afraid that my high blood pressure would go even higher.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
But what I've concluded, because the speeches are basically regurgitated from one convention to the next, everybody is talking about their groups. We're gonna change everything. We're gonna change the world. It's gonna be so much better. And I was walking to the station the other day, and the thought occurred to me: you people have been doing the same speech for 40, 50, 60 years. I want somebody else. I've had enough with you people. It doesn't matter whether you have an R or a D, get out. You're done. And because, you know, we're not talking service there. We're talking self-service. We want to talk about how you and I, Beth, and those listening can bring about the kind of changes that we want. How does Virgo help us to do that?
Well, the tricky part with Virgo is, you know, Virgo is very, very spiritual. And it really kind of starts within. It starts with the relationship you have with yourself and the relationship you have with God. And it's not about evangelism, and it's not about converting anybody. It's just being in a place of peace and rightfulness,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And if you're in a place of peace, I think one of the things that's difficult for sensitives about our political process is when you listen to the politicians and when you listen to the people talking about the politicians, the pundits and the journalists and whatnot, they're not coming from a place of peace. They're coming from a place of agitation. They're
mm-hmm.
often coming from a place of fear, and
yeah.
they're trying to instill fear in others. You know, politics is like marketing. It's an advertising. It's fear-based.
Yeah.
It's designed to evoke fear so that you move, because fear and anger are the emotions that usually are the most powerful in motivating people to take action.
I hear the nominees, for example, or commentators talk about what needs to be said at this convention, what needs to be done, and I hear, well, they need to come across more family, more friendly, more warm and fuzzy, and as far as their demeanor, their personality, and they need to tell, they need to tell real personal stories. And I'm thinking, this campaign's been going on for 2 years. If they haven't done it by now, what makes you think I'm going to believe what they're going to tell me in a canned speech of sorts? That's the frustration for me as an observer and as a citizen of the society that we live in. And we're going to talk more about Virgo, but we can talk to you.
We'll talk less about politics next time.
Yes.
We'll talk more about Virgo.
Because the conventions will all be over. The number to call is 963-0842, and it is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
And Virgo is the subject on the table even for next week.
Right.
And, you know, we're also fast approaching our 5-year anniversary for this radio program, which you've been a part of for the better part of that. So we're grateful to have you on the program.
And I'm grateful to be a part of it, Richard. Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. We have more coming up. And we are clear.